The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 15th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Oklahoma, where a new Georgetown University study shows that state had the most favorable rate of improvement in the country for its number of uninsured children during the pandemic. The rate of kids without health insurance fell from 8.6% to 7.4% between 2019 and 2021. Boiling it down, that means 11,000 children in the state gained coverage in that two-year period. The study's lead author, Joan Alker, heads the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families.
So we find this kind of welcome mat that when you open the door for parents, children walk through that door too, and the whole family gets covered. This is great news whenever it happens, but especially in Oklahoma, which really had one of the highest child uninsured rates in the country.
The report shows the uninsured rate improved the most for kids in low-income families, but Alker points out those gains could be at risk when the federal public health emergency officially ends next spring. And Circular Cleveland is a new local initiative to keep consumer goods and materials in circulation as long as possible and out of the waste stream.
The project's leaders at the nonprofit Cleveland Neighborhood Progress point to lending tools, composting yard waste, and making art or usable goods out of plastic as examples of how to contribute to a sustainable economy. The effort comes after Cleveland stopped recycling nearly 2 years ago when the city was unable to obtain an affordable contract. Keith Harrison with the Recycling Partnership explains, despite the fact that most Americans want to recycle, many lack easily accessible or effective options.
So you put that want to recycle against the reality that 40 million American families just don't have the opportunity to recycle at their home.
Last year, Cleveland Neighborhood Progress and the city won a $476,000 grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to develop a circular economy roadmap to help the city achieve its climate action plan and sustainability goals. It's expected to be released early next year. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
According to the EPA, only 9% of plastic is truly recycled. The rest ends up in landfills and takes up more than 400 years to degrade. Now from CNN, the House voted Wednesday evening to pass a stopgap bill to avert a government shutdown at the end of this week, with funding currently set to expire on Friday at midnight. The Senate could vote as early as today. This is PNS. Covering the cost of a college education just got more expensive as already stressed college students cope with the highest inflation rate in more than 40 years. A new report finds that while direct expenses such as tuition and fees are on the rise, so are indirect costs such as housing, gas, and groceries.
Many students in Indiana and across the nation are working multiple jobs just to pay for life's necessities. Maya Bell is a sophomore at Purdue University Northwest in Hammond. She says her studies as a double major in political science and human development are hard work, but paying for living expenses is becoming harder.
I used to spend $50 on groceries, and now I spend like $100. Gas is crazy. $40 doesn't even get me close to a full tank. I think there's just a lot of smaller factors that impede my academic and my professional work, because I'm trying to make enough money to, like, live.
Mark Richardson reporting.
A Pennsylvania policy analyst group is adding its voice to the calls for Congress to bring back the expanded child tax credit for families in place during the pandemic.
The Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center says it could be included in the end of the year spending package. When the expanded child tax credit was in effect, it helped boost millions of families above the federal poverty level with a few hundred dollars a month per child. Mark Steer is director of the policy group. He says the child tax credit reduced poverty for 5.3 million people. He says policymakers have the power to help address childhood poverty again Flynn and thinks Congress should not pass corporate tax breaks unless it also expands tax credits for families.
We're telling Congress people that they ought to make a deal. We're not crazy about some of those corporate tax cuts. Well, if we're going to give tax cuts to billionaires, we ought to be giving help to the poorest kids in our country. And that's a deal we can live with.
Finally, our Deborah Van Fleet lets us know a new federal grant is giving schools in three Missouri counties and St. Louis City a fresh look at the challenges of students of color living with disabilities.
Missouri students of color with disabilities face harsher school disciplinary practices than their white peers, which can lead them into the juvenile justice system. Disrupting this path is the goal of the Missouri Juvenile Justice Association's STOP project. Miranda Frederick with the council says its research, as well as the lived experience of some of its members, has demonstrated this disparity.
When students experience harsh, disproportionate disciplines happening in the school systems, it puts them on a path to interact with the criminal justice system. And so that's what's known as that school-to-prison pipeline. And those suspensions can have long-term effects.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener-supported, heard at great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.